Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretch, and today I am talking all about Marvel's Hitmonkey, Season 1, Episode 1, Pilot. So I've not done a podcast in a couple weeks here since Eternals. It's just been... Well, no, we did the No Way Home review trailer last week. So, but yeah, tonight, tomorrow, getting caught up on the two Amazing Spider-Man movies. It's just, I've been insanely busy, I've not had a chance to do it yet. And we've also got Hawkeye. So I'm recording this pretty late. Basically, how I'm going to be covering this show, Hitmonkey, because I'm going to cover because it's Marvel. Unlike the other shows we've done, well, especially the two that have been Hulu shows that dropped all at once, Hellstrom last year, and about 6 months ago we had MODOK. Where we did, you know, one episode, one podcast per episode of the show, and the episodes would release like one day after the next. You know, I think the main thing there was not other Marvel content coming out at the time. So basically what I'm going to do is there's going to be this podcast where I review the first episode, just talk about the first one, and then in the next week and a half, 2 weeks or so, I'm going to just do a podcast to talk about the whole season. So yeah, this is going to be like this first one. You guys can go and you can binge watch the next nine. Or if you've already seen the whole show, that's great. Just because we got Hawkeye, we got... I gotta finish up these Amazing Spider-Man movies. We got No Way Home in like 3 weeks. That's insane. That is insane. So, talking about Hitmonkey, episode one. Full spoilers. Full spoiler alert for the first episode of Hitmonkey, now streaming on Hulu in the U.S., I believe it's on Disney Plus internationally, on the Star Tab, although I heard it might not be, so you guys might have to wait until the show, appears on there, but yeah, but if you're in the U.S., this show is available on Hulu. I believe this is set in the same universe as MODOK? I know they were supposed to be. There was about 3 years ago now, Hulu and Marvel announced five new animated shows. There's MODOK, there's Hitmonkey, Tigra and Dazzler, I believe, and then a Howard the Duck show, all of which would culminate in a miniseries entitled The Offenders, which sounds a lot like the Netflix universe, you know, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, all culminating in The Defenders, and then The Punisher, which is a spinoff of Daredevil. About two years ago, when Marvel Studios absorbed Marvel Television, there were a couple things still in development. Runaway Season 3 had been completed. So it's like, alright, well, this shit is coming out in like 2 days, so we're just gonna put this out there and then cancel the show. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had wrapped on its final season, Season 7. The Ghost Rider series had previously been canceled about 2 or 3 months before. Hellstrom had started shooting, so they were like, alright, we'll do Hellstrom and we'll be done with it. And then I believe both MODOK and Hitmonkey were far enough into production they could continue. But Howard the Duck and then Tigger and Dazzler and then The Offenders were all canceled. And they'll never be seen. So that basically that's just how this show came to be. And comparing this to MODOK, I think this is a much better first episode. You guys remember, I liked MODOK. I didn't love it. It didn't blow me away. But I thought it was a fun Marvel animated series. You know, it wasn't great by any means. It wasn't great at all, but it was fun. I really liked the Easter eggs. And here's the difference, is that MODOK had so many Easter eggs, because MODOK is a very silly character, but he's different, if that makes sense. Like, MODOK, you sort of know MODOK. Because he's been in, you know, some... He was in the Avengers game last year. Hitmonkey's very new. Hitmonkey's been around for, I think, 10 years or so? I don't know anything about the character whatsoever. I'm, like, literally, this episode was my first time meeting Hitmonkey. And I thought that, like, it's just so weird. This show already is just so strange. And just so many questions that we need to have answered, like, what is up with this monkey? How is it more sentient? Is this just, like, the whole tribe? And then how is Jason Sudeikis, I think his character name is Bryce, how is he a ghost now? You know, it's just so many things that are just so weird. And it just feels like Marvel still. And this is what I'm really loving with Marvel and the whole multiverse concept right now is, because I think it was confirmed that MODOK is one of the multiverse worlds created by Loki, because it does have its own multiverse designation. So it's not in the MCU, but I do believe it is like a branch reality. So I'd assume that this is also, like, I assume everything on screen is just a branch reality coming off of Loki, you know? But it's just this show is just so weird and out there, and we'll see what happens with that. I thought it was pretty, it's just so strange. So it's such a strange idea for them to take this series and then do it, you know? Again, I still like this first episode a lot more than I like the first episode of MODOK, you know? Where MODOK is more fun, this is a show that's much more grounded. It's in widescreen, so it feels a lot more cinematic. It feels a lot like MODOK was a comedy, but this Hitmonkey's action. It's action oriented, and I like that a lot more. So yeah, we'll see where it goes. But that's my review for Hitmonkey episode 1. Didn't like the monkeys dying. I thought it was pretty hard to watch. I really like animals. I think they're better than people. Which sounds sad, but, like, I mean, it's hard to get mad at an animal, especially a monkey. So, yeah. Hitmonkey. Check it out. If you're bored in the holiday season, you can watch Hitmonkey while you wait for new episodes of Hawkeye to come out on Disney+. So, yeah. That's going to be it for the podcast today. In terms of recording, I'll be dropping an episode tonight, probably, for Amazing Spider-Man 1. And then tomorrow, it'll be I'm recording two podcasts, recording a podcast for Hawkeye episode 1, then a podcast for Hawkeye episode 2. We'll have Amazing Spider-Man 2, and I think that'll... And then I gotta record the Hitmonkey season 1 review, and I think walk up on podcasting for a little bit. Until the next episode of Hawkeye. And, you know, the next movie trailer, Disney+ trailer. So... yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back very, very soon with brand new podcasts. See you.